Scroll Zombies. How Social Media Addiction Controls Our Lives. By Sven Rollenhagen. And read by John Sackville. For Saga Egmont. The mobile phone has become the remote control for our lives. Anna Wikland, head of Google Sweden. 1. Introduction. Almost everyone does it. Presidents and common citizens. Most of the people you know, and probably even you. Children and adults on their way to work and school, whilst waiting for a bus, in the bathroom, or in the middle of a meal. We all look down at a screen, scrolling like zombies through the flow of social media, cat videos, advertisements, sunsets, news, memes, and selfies. It all flickers past in a flash. Often, we don't even think about what we are doing. It happens automatically, as soon as we get the chance. The mobile zombie is deeply absorbed in its phone. It walks around clutching it in its hand and can bump into someone or walk into a lamppost. I used the term mobile zombie in my previous book about the do's and don'ts of mobile use. The scroll zombie is closely related to the mobile zombie. It appears when you are aimlessly scrolling through your flow on social media. There is no real reason behind your actions. Your fingers move automatically on the screen. Sometimes you become completely absorbed by the screen and your surroundings become irrelevant. Social media takes up a large part of everyday life for most of us. The subject affects all of us and our opinions differ. Many people I have spoken to feel that social media takes up too much time in their lives and interferes with other activities. As an addiction expert, I have had the chance to help these people create a balance in their digital lives. I meet people who take regular detox breaks, but I have also met those who do not care at all about their use of social media. They would rather be left alone from what they see as moral preaching. I'm a social worker and have worked with dependency issues since the 80s. Over the last few years, I have specialized in different types of digital addiction, mainly video games, social media, and mobile phones. I have carried out some pioneering work on video game addiction, now a WHO-recognized diagnosis. I have helped many people regain control over their gaming and use of screens. Many of these people now have a functioning life with work, family, and what I choose to call good digital health. These days, I see a more mixed type of screen addiction in my patients. Instagram, YouTube, and Snapchat are competing with homework and sport. Many of my clients are adults whose work, relationships, and spare time are affected by social media. I, myself, play video games, and I'm an avid user of social media. I have a positive view on technology and a curious attitude towards all things digital. Throughout most of the time writing this book, I have been active on social media. I have used what is known in sociological research as participant observation. This means that the person studying a phenomenon does not do it from an external perspective, but participates in the activity being observed. This has provided me with invaluable information as a complement to my extensive experience in treating people. Writing about digital issues is a challenge. This is because, by the time you read this, I expect the availability of platforms and technology for social media will have changed and will look somewhat different. But I am convinced that, even though the shape of addiction can change, there will always be characteristics of dependency that are timeless. I have previously written books on video game addiction and mobile phone etiquette. Parallels may also be drawn to this type of addiction. In this book, my focus is on our conflicting relationship to social media. I have interviewed researchers, talked to friends and relatives, as well as other people I have met in daily life about their views on social media. Additionally, this is a book built upon personal reflections and thoughts. In this book, I shall keep referring to my own life on social media, about how I was engulfed by, above all, Facebook, a realization that I was hooked, and about how I broke free. This journey is described at the end of the book, under the headline, How I Got Stuck Online and Created a Digital Balance. Maybe you will recognize yourself in my experiences, be inspired to create your own digital balance, or can choose to see it as a thought-provoking subject.